Larry Magid, CBS News and CNET, Tech Talk. For millions of people around the globe, the world stopped spinning on Thursday. Okay, that's a gross exaggeration. But there was a Twitter outage. And for many people, that's a pretty big deal. When I found out about it, my first inclination was to go on Twitter to find out what was happening. But of course, it doesn't work to use Twitter to learn about Twitter when Twitter isn't working. But when Twitter is working, it is often my source of instant news. Of course, I still rely on news websites, radio, and television, but there's something to be said about getting instant bulletins from people around the world who are often very much in the know. Twitter is how I and millions of others found out about some earthquakes, tsunamis, and other major world events. But Twitter is also about business, and when it's down, it's not making money from its advertisers, and its advertisers aren't reaching the people they need to reach. For a link to a CNET article about the cost of Twitter downtime, visit RadioLarry.com. I'm Larry Magid.